Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, a recent USDA memo sent to state agencies on Wednesday said that Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, participants will get 65% of their typical monthly benefits and not the 50% as first reported. This is due to a record-long government shutdown. Now, the change only affects benefits scheduled to be distributed this month and isn't permanent by no means. Full benefits are expected to resume once the government shutdown ends once and for all. Now, CNN said that USDA is issuing partial benefits this month to comply with a court order requiring the U.S. Department of Agriculture to tap into a SNAP contingency fund. USDA did a deeper analysis and determined that maximum allotments only need to be reduced by 35% rather than 50% to deplete the SNAP emergency fund, according to Patrick Penn of USDA. Now, the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities said that USDA's initial plan would have provided only about $3 billion in benefits and had been a cut of about 61%. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.